De Chazara is al zeichen nishmas habacha yiches choshraga ben Avraham Yehuda. Sech de brachas daf tezvav. The Mishnah says if someone reads Kriya Shema and doesn't hear what he reads, he's yoitzer. Rabbi Yossi says he's not yoitzer. If a person reads Kriya Shema but he's not careful in how he enunciates the letters, Rabbi Yossi says he's yoitzer. Rabbi Yehuda says he's not yoitzer. If someone reads Kriya Shema backwards, he's not yoitzer. If someone reads Kriya Shema and makes a mistake, he has to go back to the place where he made the mistake. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yossi holds that the word Shema teaches you have to hear what you're saying. The Tanakhama says Shema teaches that you can hear, you can read Kriya Shema in any language that you want, but Rabbi Yossi says you can learn out both things from this word. A Mishnah says that a deaf person who can speak but not hear should lechatchila not separate Truma because he can't hear the bracha that he makes, but b'dieved it'll be, it's a valid separation of Truma. Chista says that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says it's possible he's not Yoitza even b'dieved because it's deraisa of Shema, but over there it's only a bracha derabbanan by Truma, and therefore he'll be Yoitza b'dieved. He can't follow Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's Yoitza in our Mishnah even l'chatchila. Braisa says that if someone benches without hearing what he says, he should not do so l'chatchila, but b'dieved he'll be Yoitza. Now, according to what we just said, Rabbi Yossi should hold that he's not Yoitza even b'dieved, because this is deraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda should hold that he's Yoitza even l'chatchila. So who will this braisa follow? Rather, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'chatchila would not be Yoitza if you don't hear Shema, and were any deraisa, but d'yeved you'd be Yoitza. Problem is that Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon Pazi, taught a braisa that says that a deaf person who can't hear but can speak can separate Truma even l'chatchila. And by saying that Rabbi Yehuda says by deraisa it's only b'dieved that if you don't hear your yoitza, then he can't be the tan of this braisa. So who does this braisa follow? So really Rabbi Yehuda holds that even l'chatchila your yoitza even by deraisa if you don't hear what you say. And that's so he's the tan of this braisa over here of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shimon Pazi. And the braisa legabe benching, which says that by deraisa you're not yoitza l'chatchila if you don't hear, that is also Rabbi Yehuda. But that is Rabbi Yehuda saying the shita of his rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We find the Mishnah where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says l'chatchila you have to hear the words of Shema, but d'yevet not. And Rabbi Meir argues in the Mishnah and says that even l'chatchila you don't have to hear the words of Shema. Now with the introduction of the shita of Rabbi Meir, we could even go back and say that the braisa that says l'chatchila it's okay even if you don't hear by deraisa follows Rabbi Meir, whereas the one that say that l'chatchila you have to hear by d'yevet it's okay if you didn't, that could follow Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda could even hold like his rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Mishnah says everyone's kosher to lay in the Megillah except for a cheresh of a cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says that a cotton is kosher. The Mishnah seems to say that even that a cheresh is possible even d'yevet to read the Megillah. Rav Masna says as follows: Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah who says that someone who doesn't hear Shema when he reads it is possible. It is not yoitzi even b'dieved. Maybe we can say that the Mishnah means that the cheresh is only possible l'chatchil, but b'dieved he's kosher. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda also means that because Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone's yoitzi if he doesn't hear the Kriya Shema b'dieved. Gemara says if we hold it, Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'chatchila, not hearing, you're not yoitza, then who would the Tana of the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, be who says that a cheresh could even separate Truma l'chatchila, even though he can't hear the bracha that he makes? So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that even l'chatchila, if he doesn't hear, his yoitza. Gemara, yes, we have the Braisa that says that if someone benches and doesn't hear what he says, l'chatchila, he's not yoitza, but d'yevet he is. According to what we just said, Rabbi Yehuda should hold his yoitza even l'chatchila, and Rabbi Yossi would hold that he's not yoitza even b'dieved, so that Braisa now has no Tana. Where it says Rabbi Yehuda's own shita is that l'chatchila he's yoitza even if he doesn't hear what he says, and then Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his rebbe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that it's only kosher, it's only yoitza b'dieved, and the braisas can be explained like we explained earlier. And again, once now we have the introduction of Meir shita, we could even say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like his rebbe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and so the braisas that hold that l'chatchila it's not yoitza b'dieved is follows them. And the braisa holds it could even the chatchila would follow Reb Meir, who argues with Reb Elazar ben Azariah in that new braisa that we just brought down. Reb Chista, the name of Reb Shila, paskins that l'chatchila you have to hear which is Shema when you say it, but if you don't, you're yoitza. Reb Yosef says the machlokes of having to hear what you say is only regarding Shema because the pasuk says Shema Yisrael, but with regard to other mitzvahs, everyone would agree that you're yoitza even if you don't hear what you say. The Mishnah then brought a machlokes about having to enunciate the letters properly. Rav Tovi, the name of Yoshia, says that regarding the Mishnah, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is the kula legabe having to hear what you say, and the kula like Rabbi Yosi regarding that if you don't properly enunciate the word, you're still going to be yoitza. He then says that a pasuk makes a hekesh between the grave and the womb. teaches that just like the womb takes in and then brings out, so too the grave, although it takes in, it also will bring out with much simcha and kailas. Here's a raya from the Torah for Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rav Yoshiya taught a braisa that the word uksav tom comes to teach that even the psukim that give the chiyuv of having to write these parshas in the tefillin and in the mezuzahs are also, these psukim are themselves are also written in the tefillin and the mezuzahs. Vavadya taught a braisa that the word levilimadetem teaches you have to clearly separate the words that may become attached because they have the same letter of the last letter of the first word and the first letter of the second word are the same. Rava gave examples like ala levavecho, ala levavchem, etc. Rabbi Chanina says, someone who reads Kriya Shema and is very careful in enunciating the letters, he has Gehenim to be cooled down. He's zoiche that Gehenim gets cooled down for him. He also explains that the Pasuk makes a hekesh between an oihel, a tent, and a necholim, a river, which teaches that just as a nachal, a river, can make a tummy person tahar, so too the oihelim, tents learning Torah, make a person tahar.